visited. So moving on from the who God is to us, the second to who are we to God, loved and chosen and bore with the precious blood of Christ, given hope, reassurance of salvation, mission and ministry. We now move into the third and last characteristic of our worship this morning, and that is, who are we to each other? And unless we learn who God is to us individually, and who are we to Him, we cannot then connect to one another. And there was a guy in the New Testament called John the Baptist. He was Baptist through and through, bless him. Who had a very interesting, if not distorted, image and idea of who Jesus is going to be. Before that, before John announces Jesus is coming, Jesus says this in Luke chapter 4, verse 18. The Spirit of the Lord is on me, because He has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of sight for the blind, to release the oppressed, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. This is who Jesus says that He is. And John the Baptist couldn't quite reconcile this kind of proclamation, this kind of affirmation of what Jesus is all about. Because if you look at Matthew chapter 3, verse 11, John has a different image of who God is. John the Baptist says this, I baptize you with water for repentance. He loved that word, repentance. Wherever he went, he just preached repentance, repentance, repentance. Repent, repent, repent. Otherwise you will go to hell. That will stop. I'll be like my grandmother. But after me will come one who is more powerful than I, whose sandals I am not fit to carry. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. Now, this is getting interesting. Look at that up there. His winnowing fork is in his hand, and he will clear his threshing floor, gathering his wheat into the barn and burning up the chaff with unquenchable fire. This is one picture that John has, which seems to me a little bit different from the one that we just read before, of what Jesus says about himself. There's no mention of this fork and fire coming from heaven. And Jesus is preaching. Jesus says, I've come to release the blind, to heal the sick, to release the prisoners. It's funny that later on, John actually goes into prison. And it happens this to the Israelites, although they've been set off and free from the prison of Egypt, in their faith, they were still in prison of who God is. That's why when they get to the Red Sea, they're having a problem with that opening, because they don't believe in that kind of God that will open that kind of and do that kind of thing for them. So John has a problem with Jesus and his proclamation, because later on, look what he says. If you look in Matthew chapter 11, verse 2, and I'm sure Andy's going to put it up for us. When John heard in prison, you know John was in prison because he had to go with Herod, living with two wives and concubines and sleeping with his brother's wife and all that stuff. So because of that, he went into prison. So he says, when John heard in prison what Christ was doing, he sent his disciples to ask, Are you the one who was to come, or should we expect someone else? Because my idea of who you are doesn't match with who you preach you are and what you're doing. It doesn't quite match. And he stood very firm in what he believed John did. And that's what got him into trouble at the end of the day. Are you the one? that I've told these people about, that you're going to come and bring the fork down, and you're going to bring fire on them, and you're going to finish them off. And I'm hearing rumors. And then Jesus says, go back and report to John what you hear and see. The blind receive sight, the lame walk, those who have leprosy are cured, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the good news is preached to the poor. Blessed is the man who does not fall on account of me, fall away. There's no fork and there's no fire from heaven mentioned in there. How many of us are worshipping a God of fire and judgment and rules and regulations than our God who sets his people free? When we worship a God like that, we find difficult and tough time when we get to the Red Sea, when we are with the back against the wall. Because if this is the God we worship, we have a big, big problem. You see, when our ideas and images of God are different from who God is, when we come in different circumstances, then our doubts creep in. Because this is not the God that we expect. This is not the God we know. We're having a problem. By faith, the people of God cross the Red Sea as through the dry land. We're almost, beyond halfway through this series. And if there is one thing that those people have had in common, Abel, Cain, even included, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Moses, Joseph, is that they have struggled in their faith to understand who God is. For some more, for some less, but they all have. But in all of this, their faith pursue and persevere to understand who God is, who they are in God's sight, and how can they relate all that to the people that God has called them to serve, lead, and bless. We cannot become a blessing. We cannot become and fulfill God's purpose for us as our image of God is distorted. If I cannot love myself and see myself the way God does. And this is where faith becomes the foundation of all that we are and we do. Is understanding who God is. Seeing the way he does see me. And then out of that, giving the blessing to the people that he called us to serve and minister to and be a blessing to them. By faith, these people, and we shall see in the next few weeks, have received revelation of hope, love, comfort, even when they were in prison. John was in prison physically, but he also was spiritually. His image of Christ was different from that of the love that Christ was bringing. And I wonder why our faith is so shattered. Why we cannot trust and believe in God. Because beyond what is seen, the freedom that we seem to display, we live in a prison of who God is. A judgmental, distant, hard kind of guy to approach. Who doesn't care, doesn't love, who is not interested in all we do and are. It is my prayer this morning that we will receive the new revelation of who God is as we continue to worship him. We got 2 or 3 more songs, a couple of songs to sing of, and this theme of who are we to each other, flowing from who God is to us and where are we to him. As we are gathered, again, remain seated for this, and then we'll close with another one, Hear the Call of the Kingdom.